WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program and a nice day out, at least from, you know, a nice orangey sky perspective. The sun is going to be out very shortly. It's making its way out. It is chilly. It is cold. But as you heard Christina say, you know, it's the best of what we're getting right now. So it will be a little chilly today, but hey, it is mid-April, so if it still feels this way in another couple of weeks, well, then we have every right to complain. But for right now, just think it still could be snow. But instead, we might make it rain a little bit later on and give you the chance to win $1,000 with our Money Talks cash contest. It is coming up. Your first code will be coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have 10 codes for you today. If you haven't been playing already, it doesn't matter. Every day is a new day. Every hour is a new hour, a new chance to enter to win $1,000. So feel free to download the WBSM app, which is free. And that'll be the easiest way to play along. But you can also go to WBSM.com and enter the codes in there if that's easier for you. We'll talk more about that through the course of the morning. We were also talking about the Melissa Etheridge contest that we will launch tomorrow. So I was looking at how many pairs that I have to give away. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have the usual entry in which you can send, you know, you just put your name and your information in. On WBSM.com. We'll have that up tomorrow. And maybe even a little bit later on today. And so you'll be able to enter in your information there, and then we'll pick winners that way. But we're also going to do a come to my window contest. So next Friday, not tomorrow, but next Friday, Melissa Etheridge fans can come to my window. I want you to come to the WBSM window, you know, with signs or whatever, showing your fandom for Melissa Etheridge or even for WBSM. And then every person that comes down here will give you an entry. And that person, you know, the people that show up here will be part of their own drawing. So if two people show up, you got a 1 in 2 chance. If 20 people show up, you got a 1 in 20 chance. But I feel like having this big window in front of me that I look out every morning and having Melissa Etheridge tickets, and of course, one of her big hits is Come to My Window. I feel like we've got to put those two things together. And we can thank Mike Roberts for the idea. He's the one that brought it up. So, and if nobody shows up, we'll just draw another pair of tickets out of the online entries. And Tim's tickets on WBSM are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Don't forget, Stevie's has a couple of tastings coming up tomorrow and Saturday. Tomorrow will be a tasting of Vermont Spirits number 14, American Bourbon Whiskey, finished with pure Vermont maple syrup. That'll be from 5 to 7 tomorrow. And then on Saturday, a craft beer and ready-to-drink cocktail tasting taking place from 2 to 4 p.m. And you might just see me on Saturday. I'm trying to find a liquor shelf, a bar, or some sort of, maybe even a bookshelf or something that I can put everything on, because the little liquor cabinet that I bought myself like a year ago, it's not big enough anymore. It's part of being the Rack House Club, getting something every month. So there's some stories that we can discuss this morning. One thing I want to bring up, and we've got the story at WBSM.com and on the app, is if you haven't been following along on the website, there's a new movie that's being filmed in Mattapoisett. Now, Mattapoisett was the site of filming for the Netflix series The Perfect Couple last year, and I guess that came out, and people loved it so much that they've ordered a season two. I don't know anything about the show. I didn't watch it. I know it was pretty well received, though. But one of the filming locations that they use in Mattapoisett for that, a house, is also being used for a new movie starring Joey Lauren Adams, who you might know her from. She was Alyssa Jones in Chasing Amy and some of the other View Askew or Verse Kevin Smith movies, you know, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. She was in Big Daddy with Adam Sandler. I don't know why I was blanking on Sandler's name, but she was the girl that he falls in love with. She has a very distinctive voice. And she's been in a lot of other stuff too. So her and Kevin Nealon, who was the Weekend Update anchor on SNL, and he was on Weeds, and the two of them are filming a movie called The Weekend on Cape Cod That Changed Everything. And so yesterday, apparently, Joey Lauren Adams went over to the Mattapoisett Diner, Pandolfi's Mattapoisett Diner, for some breakfast. So we've got the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and you know, of course, you put that story out on Facebook and you always get the people who think that they're cool because they comment things like, who? And who cares? Well, people care. Obviously, you know, the story isn't about Hollywood celebrity walks into Mattapoisett Diner. It's about the thrill that the people who work at Mattapoisett Diner got because a Hollywood celebrity came in to visit them. Like, your edgelord, I'm cooler than everybody else mentality doesn't dampen their enthusiasm and their excitement about what happened. So you can read about that on the website and on the app. But, I mean, I spent 17 years working in a diner. We had some people that popped in now and then that drew some buzz. Most of the time, you know, I mean, the rule of thumb was you just left them alone. They're obviously there because they think a diner is a great place to kind of go and just be amongst the crowd. When Gina Davis would come in to eat when she was in town, it was never a big deal because these were all people that grew up with her. She grew up literally across the street from the diner. Well, a couple houses down. But she'd been eating there her whole life. You know, Bob Lobel would come in when he was in the area. And, you know, a couple of guys would go sit over there and talk sports with him, but for the most part, they left him alone. Larry Lucchino came in. And, you know, he was pretty good about interacting with everybody. He'd let people wear his World Series ring and things like that, but somewhere I have a picture of me wearing it. But it was, you know, you just, the idea, the rule of thumb was you just kind of let them just be regular people because that's what they were coming to a diner to be. But it's still an interesting story and people still get excited for it. So you can read more about it. And also, I put a story up yesterday too about, because WWE's chief content officer, Triple H, was on Jimmy Fallon the other night, Tonight Show. And, you know, he was there to hype up WrestleMania. He was there to hype up his Hall of Fame induction. Well, I mean, he wasn't trying to hype that up, but they, you know, they discussed it. They brought it up. And they shared a photo of when he first got his start, and he was known as Terror Rising. And some people might not be familiar, or they might have gone to see some local New Bedford or Fall River area independent wrestling shows in the early 90s and never realized that they saw Triple H. Because Terror Rising wrestled in quite a few shows around here and all across Massachusetts. So if you aren't sure if you ever saw Terror Rising, you can check out the story and see if you recognize the photos and some of the video and just a fun story to share here in WrestleMania season. And by the way, WrestleMania is coming up not this weekend, but the weekend after. And yeah, there's going to be some WrestleMania talk on the show. People are going to want to call in and share their thoughts on Monday morning after WrestleMania. So we will welcome that. I try not to let people go on too long talking about wrestling, but it's a topic that's always on the table. 508-996-0500. But there's also more serious stories that we can discuss. One of the things that I found, you know, is we're going through the process of New Bedford trying to find its next police chief. And the job has now been posted. I would assume applications are going to be rolling in this week, and the screening committee is going to start going through those applications and having preliminary interviews, and then Mayor Mitchell will conduct the final round of interviews and make the ultimate decision. But as that's going on, the Fall River chief, Kelly Furtado, is only an interim chief. And apparently the Fall River City Council voted 5-4 to reject Interim Chief Kelly Furtado as the new permanent chief of the Fall River Police Department. I guess there were some concerns about, first of all, the salary, $215,000, but also some concerns about the fact that, you know, they didn't open the search up. Now, this is exactly what happened in New Bedford when Paul Oliveira was named the chief. The mayor just took the person who was serving as interim chief and who had been the deputy chief and made him the chief without a search. And this is not unprecedented, but apparently the city council wants to see more of a net cast. So interestingly, you've got both New Bedford and Fall River now in the hunt for a police chief. So if you are someone who is looking to get the New Bedford job and it doesn't work out, or maybe you want to, you know, hedge your bets while you're waiting to hear back, apply to Fall River too, because they're going to be looking for a chief. They're urging the mayor to put together a screening committee over there, the council is. And as much as, you know, the New Bedford Police Department is having its issues in the media with the Snitch City series, which, by the way, I don't think, and let me see how I can put this, I don't think people cared as much as the Boston Globe thought that people would care. I was having this conversation with someone the other day. At least here, and I don't know how people are receiving it in other communities in Massachusetts, you know, people who already are like, well, what did you expect? It's New Bedford. You know, people that have this preconceived notion of what New Bedford is all about. Hopefully they get on the train and come down here and spend a Saturday and see that they're wrong. But the people here, it didn't seem to really change anybody's minds. If you already had your concerns about the police, if you already had feelings about the police, this only reiterated them. But I don't think it really changed a lot of people's minds about the police. And again, you know, nothing has been, there's been no criminal charges against the chief. There's been no there's, as far as we know so far, there's been nothing back from the FBI, from the mayor asking them to look into these allegations that the Globe wrote about. But I think that that has, you know, not had the effect that maybe the Spotlight team might have thought it would have. Fall River story is a little bit different. Because apparently they've had the former chief threatening the interim chief. That's going to be a little bit more salacious. And for a city that already has had salacious headlines about its leadership in recent years, that's going to make people feel differently about what's going on in Fall River. We can talk about that more. 508-996-0500. Right now, though, I've got to take my first break of the morning. And welcome back in. We're going to go into the news and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts, and we can get your reaction on the other side. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, take it away, Mike.
Something called a zero suicide model, a summer movie preview, and self-driving tractor trailer trucks may be coming to a road near you.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
An 81-year-old New York woman says she's stranded in Puerto Rico because her airline won't allow her to fly back home with her pet parrot. Kristen Marks reports.
Maria Frederigo says Frontier Airlines gave her the okay to fly to the island with her African gray parrot, Plucky, and a carrier. But when she tried to fly back to JFK earlier this month, a Frontier rep told her she had to lose the bird if she wanted to make the flight. Frontier admits that allowing the parrot on board was a mistake, adding they don't allow large birds in the cabin. Frederigo calls Plucky her emotional support animal and says the two really bonded after she lost her husband, an NYPD employee who died of 9/11-related cancer. Her son says he hasn't had any luck getting her and Plucky booked on another flight.
Henry Ford Health's zero suicide model has cut suicide rates by up to 25% where it's been adopted. The states citing Oregon, California, Washington, Colorado, and Michigan, where Henry Ford Health is based. The model, which stresses close contact between patients and doctors, first developed in 2001 and has been used for the last 24 years. Dr. Brian Amondi says in some of those years, no suicides were reported. Henry Ford Health is now introducing its zero suicide model across the U.S. and in 25 countries. Madonna and Elton John are finally making up after comments made by him over the years.
Madonna and Elton John are finally settling their decades-long feud. The Material Girls singer attending Elton John's SNL performance last weekend and went backstage to confront him about their feud. In a post on Instagram, Madonna revealed the first words out of his mouth were, "Forgive me," adding that Elton had told her he wrote her a song and wanted to collaborate. I'm Jennifer Polsoni.
Music fans who are not able to make it to the California desert this weekend will still be able to enjoy Coachella from the comfort of home. The music festival announced it will once again live stream performances on YouTube starting tomorrow. This year's live stream will also let fans watch up to four stages at once. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Travis Scott, Post Malone, and Charlie XCX all slated to perform at the festival. This is weekend one. Weekend two takes place April 18th through the 20th. Hollywood studios getting optimistic about summertime movies.
This comes after Warner Brothers, a Minecraft movie, made $163 million at the domestic box office during its debut last week. Roth analyst Eric Handler says Minecraft looks like a positive start to a summer packed with more blockbusters. Thunderbolts gets things started on May 2nd, followed by Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, Disney's live-action Lilo and Stitch, Jurassic World Rebirth, Superman, and the Fantastic Four First Steps. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Police in Florida say the body of a 92-year-old woman was found badly decomposed, the discovery made on Monday in St. Petersburg. The woman lived with her 67-year-old son. No word on how she died, but police say there are no signs of foul play. Investigators say the son did not report the mother's death and left her in the bed where she passed away. The Tampa Bay Times reports he was arrested for a probation violation. That 18-wheeler next to you on the highway may not have anyone behind the wheel. The self-driving technology company Aurora is launching their first autonomous big rig this month in Texas, which has truckers paying close attention.
If we weren't worried, we wouldn't be paying attention to the policies, to the legislation, to the regulations, to the things that we need to be paying attention to.
John Esparza heads the Texas Trucking Association. They support the move towards automation along the highways, but he says there's always going to be the need for drivers.
WBSM Sports.
The Seas lost to the Orlando Magic 96-76 last night. Celtics host the Charlotte Hornets at the Garden tomorrow night. Blue Jays beat the Sox 2-1 yesterday. Those two back in action this afternoon, and the Chicago Blackhawks are in Boston taking on the Bruins tonight at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Yes, we start out cold. This morning, you want a layer or two heading out the door. Temperatures on either side of 30 degrees, but we are a little warmer than yesterday with most high temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s. We're also going to see the winds stay down and we get sunshine for a good amount of the day. Clouds creep in later this afternoon and we will see more cloud cover and even some raindrops overnight tonight. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
To stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing. All our boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural.
And as I always say, you know, they put a supermarket where the bowling alley used to be here. So I kind of can feel it. I can feel a little bit on that, Ray Davies. But the that song, I'll always remember it as it must have been a segment on Sesame Street or something. But I remember it playing in Big Bird ice skating. Did you ever take your kids, or maybe when you were a kid, go to that Disney on Ice or Sesame Street on Ice? I never really got that. I understand, you know, ice capades were hugely popular. And in fact, you know, the whole story of the Celtics were able to draft Bill Russell because Walter Brown promised the ice capades to, was it St. Louis Hawks, if they didn't draft Russell, and because Red wanted him so bad, so they worked out a deal where they got the ice capades. And I guess a lot of that's been urban legend because the Hawks have been getting the ice capades in their arena for years before that. But because Walter Brown, who owned the Celtics, also owned the ice capades. But it was a brilliant idea. Like, let's do some performances on the ice that we already have in our arenas. And we can make money off that ice when hockey isn't in season. So I get it. But I went to Disney on Ice when I was younger, and I just didn't get why people were so, like, it's people in, I mean, it's impressive to be able to skate the way they can skate while wearing those costumes. And they do tell a story. It's not like you're just looking like, whoa, look, it's Mickey Mouse and he's ice skating. Like, there's storyline involved. I believe the one that we went to was either Little Mermaid or Aladdin. Must have been Little Mermaid, because I was in high school by the time Aladdin came out. But I just remember watching it and saying, like, okay, like, for four-year-olds, this is great, but what about everybody else in the crowd? It's like Kids Bop. You know, Kids Bop comes around. My niece goes every year. I don't get it. I don't get wanting to hear a bunch of little kids singing these popular songs. But hey, I guess if you're a little kid, you know, these little kids are stars to you. But the thing I really can't get, we have an article about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, there's a DJ, what's his name, Lenny Pierce, who is, he plays like EDM music for babies, which is, you know, really for the parents. Well, parents, let me tell you something. Your young kid, your babies, your toddlers, they just like music. It doesn't matter what music you play for them. They just like music. So you don't need to, you know, go crazy. You don't listen to something that you don't like because you think that the kid likes it. The kid will like something that you like. Trust me on this. When my son was a baby and we were driving around in my car, I don't think he ever cried when I put U2 on and said, change it. He just liked the music. Now, did he have stuff that he listened to? I mean, so he grew up, you know, in a household where his mother and I both love music and we played it all the time. So he was exposed to a lot of different music and grew up not caring about music at all, which was very strange to me. I don't know how that happened. I mean, he has a few bands that he likes, but for the most part, like, music wasn't a big part of his life. And I was like, what? It's all that your mother and I cared about when we were younger. But he had, you know, we'd usually have Nick Jr. on for him when he was little. Like, some kids are PBS kids. Some kids are Discovery kids. Some kids are Disney kids. He was a Nick Jr. kid. He didn't really watch TV, though. He had it on in the background while he was playing with his Thomas trains and everything else he was doing. But they had their singers that would come on between shows and do their little music videos. And so, you know, that's what he would listen to. So Laurie Berkner and Dan Zanes, who was actually the lead singer of the Del Fuegos Boston band, legendary Boston band. But then he became a kids performer. And I tried to introduce him to some of the Bill Harley songs that I liked when I was a kid. But really, he didn't care. Whatever it was, music was fine. It didn't have to be something specific. And I'm sure your kids feel the same way. But so if baby EDM is something you like, go enjoy it. I don't think, like, little babies are losing their minds waiting for the beat to drop. But you can read about that at WBSM.com and on the app. Apparently it's a thing. I can tell you, Casey is very excited about this. She's going and she is so excited about this. And I'm just like, I'm excited that you're excited, but I don't get it. 508-996-0500. I mean, maybe I'm all wet on this. Maybe it's a huge thing amongst parents and kids, and I'm just too old to understand. Too far removed from having a baby to understand. But I'm pretty sure I'm right. It's like, you know, when people are like, oh, my dog really likes it when I put this show on. Like, I don't think your dog cares about the show. your dog cares about whatever is on the screen. So if your dog is jumping at the screen because there's a cat on the screen, you could put a cat on the screen from anything. And the dog doesn't care. The dog is not, you know, wrapped up in the plot of what's going on. The dog just saw something on the TV that caught his attention and thought that it was real. I put a video up the other day of my cat. I was trying to distract him while the plumber was at the house, and I put on my computer monitor, which was really just a TV, I put on it a YouTube video of birds and squirrels and stuff, and he was all about it. But as smart as he is, and, you know, he's really dumb sometimes, but he's really smart sometimes too. He's looking around the back of the TV because he's like, well, I see them there, but why aren't they behind it? Why can't I get behind them and sneak up on them? But he didn't quite figure it out because, you know, he's still just a cat. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And that is Genesis with Abacab, but how about Abba Bus? No, that segue doesn't work. All right, it was a bit of a stretch. But Trembly Bus is looking for bus drivers. They're looking for van drivers. They're looking for monitors. They're looking for people who want to help get kids to school safely every day. And you could be the person helping them. It doesn't matter if you already have your CDL or not. They will train you if you're willing to learn. And right now is a great time to apply for Trembly Bus, because if you do, you're definitely going to be all ready to go by next school year. But what's involved? Well, you got to reach out to them to find out. And it's funny because as I say this, school buses driving right by our WBSM studio. It's a sign. It's a sign that if you've been looking for some part-time work, if you've been looking for a job that'll be better suited to the schedule of your own kids going to school, or maybe you're retired and you just want to pick up some extra money, Trembly Bus Company is the way to go. TBCBus.com, that's how you can find out more. TBC, Trembly Bus Company, TBCBus.com. And when you go there, you can find out more information, including how to reach out and just ask the question, so tell me more about this. I want to know what's involved. How do we get started? And you could be driving kids to school, getting them to school safely, educating, helping to educate the next generation of our community right here on the South Coast. TBCBus.com. And just do me a favor. If you become the bus driver, put WBSM on the radio. Get those kids listening at a young age. Get them involved. Have them learning about their community. Have them learning about the things that are going on in the world. You know, after this show is over and we're done talking about mindless things, they can actually learn with Chris McCarthy and Barry Richard and everybody else here on the program, you know, that they would hear on the station. I would hope that they're not on the bus by the time Brian comes on with Freedom Fools, but that's not because of Brian. That's more because why would a kid be on the bus at 6 p.m.? But if you've missed any episodes of Freedom Fools or any of our other local shows, the podcasts are available on the WBSM app. So we'll have there was a little bit of a technical snafu, I guess, last night because the Freedom Fools from last night didn't show up in the podcast feed. So I'm going to manually upload that at some point this morning and we'll have it up there and all updated. Tomorrow, we're going to have a fun Friday. That's what we do on Fridays around here. We have Fun Friday. And tomorrow, we're going to be joined by singer-songwriter Grace Morrison. She has a new album coming out of sea shanties and songs about the sea. And she has a great new single that she's going to talk about with us tomorrow and, I believe, perform on the air. If not perform, we'll play it. I didn't ask her. You would thought I would have asked her, like, are you going to perform live or do we want to play the track? But either way, some musicians don't like to come into the studio and play because these are vocal microphones that are designed for voice and not for the acoustics of music. I personally, I don't hear the difference. And I think of myself as a audiophile, but, you know, that could be also, I'm not trained in listening to the nuances of music like that. So it's totally up to her. One way or another, though, you'll hear the new song tomorrow as part of Fun Friday. And my Fun Friday question for tomorrow, I'm going to give you a preview of it. I'm going to ask you, who were some of the best local bands that you remember? And that could be New Bedford, that could be Fall River, that could be across the South Coast, that could be Southeastern New England, that could even be Boston bands before they hit it big, or never did hit it big. But we'll talk about that tomorrow for Fun Friday. It's going to be a musically inclined Fun Friday tomorrow. And so will next week, because the week after we'll have our Come to My Window contest to try to win Melissa Etheridge tickets. Do want to warn you, by the way, that this contest that we're doing for Melissa Etheridge tickets, the show is at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway, and these are standing room only tickets. So there's different sections of MGM Music Hall, and in some of the areas it's just standing room only, but it's like, you know, it's like a concourse level where there's bars, and, you know, so it's a fun venue, and standing is not that big of a deal. But if you're someone who can't physically stand for the period of a concert, then, you know, you might want to not try to win these tickets, because these are going to be standing room only. All right, I've got to take one final break here before this hour is out. We'll be right back. And we are going to be going into the news in just a few seconds. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails, both available to you on the WBSM app. You can either type them in the app chat, or you can